Hello and welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Now listen, if you're someone who's consumed by things, clutter, stuff, I want you to listen to this next segment. My guest is celebrated designer Clodagh, whose entire belief is life-enhancing minimalism. Clodagh's designs are seen in spas, hotels, and homes around the world, and she embraces integrative philosophy with everything she does. She's also a philanthropist and co-founder of a fabulous charity, the Thorn Tree Project, which we'll talk about. Welcome, Clodagh, to America Weekend.
Oh, thanks, Valerie.
And before we get to the amazing work that you do with the Thorn Tree Project, tell me about your philosophy in design and why you believe that minimalism is life-enhancing.
Well, there's many reasons. I think we live in a very cluttered world. We live in very cluttered lives. And it does clutter at home, to add on to that. I think it confuses the brain and makes the thinking process less clear, because visual clutter is actually, it gets your attention. Mm-hmm. It draws your attention from doing what you really should be doing. I, for instance, have a quote every year that I abide by, and next year is put your attention on your intention.
Okay.
And you can do that best if there isn't a lot of stuff on your desk, if your closets are used as supply rather than storage, and that's a really strong point with me. There should be no storage. It should be something that's taken out and used seasonally, or it should not be there at all.
Well, everything you're saying makes perfect sense, and you are an amazing designer about to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award. Congratulations on that honor that's coming up. But tell me about this philanthropic, wonderful project called the Thorn Tree Project, which is very much a part of your life, Clodagh. I understand it serves to educate children of the Samburu tribe in Kenya.
Yeah, it started out, we're actually having our 15th anniversary party at Black Body on 25 Spring Street, New York City. I've always been philanthropic. My mother used to give everything she could give, but most of all, she used to give her time to people. She would consult and advise and help people by actually being present, you know. So it's a bit like the environment. For a long time, people thought they could send a check to the environment to make the environment better.
Mm-hmm.
and now people are getting involved with the environment. Well, any philanthropy I do is something that I'm involved with. One of my best friends, Jane Newman, retired at 50, and she decided to backpack through the world and just go to countries she hadn't visited. And she ended up in South Africa, where her parents had lived. And she was driving a Jeep with two friends up the North-South African Highway. And when she went through Nairobi and out into the Samburu Desert, they hit very, very bad roads, and the Jeep broke down. Night was falling, and it's not probably the best place in the world to be left in darkness for 10 hours. So they were really worried, and night was getting dark, and they looked out in the bush, and these three warriors came out of the bush, and with their machetes and their beads and their kikoys on and headdresses. And they walked towards the Jeep, and the people in the Jeep weren't feeling that safe until one of the warriors leaned over the Jeep and said in English, "Can we help you?" So they discovered what they all got together and pulled the hood up on the Jeep, found out what was wrong. There was a part that had to be replaced. These warriors walked Jane's companions, the two guys, to get a new part. And meanwhile, the chief said, "Come into my home." They're actually pastoral nomads, so they don't have anything except this one cinder block home in Sierra Leone, where the chief holds the meetings and stuff like that. And they invited Jane to stay with them, the chief and his wife. And they were so generous. This is a tribe that has nothing. All the parents are illiterate. There's only about, I suppose, 2%, 3% of literacy. Only 3% of kids were going to school. And Jane was talking to the Chief George, and when she was leaving, she was so grateful about their generosity. She said, "You have been so good to me. What can I bring you, or what can I do for you to help you or to give back?" And George said, "Help us to educate our tribe. We're in the remotest part of Africa. We're really abandoned. We have huge droughts. We use our cattle. It's our only form of money. Our kids are uneducated. Help us to educate our children. Help us to bring our tribe into the 21st century. So a month later, she arrived in my studio in New York, and she's English. She said, "Mayor Clodagh, I've got this little project in Africa. You know, can you help me?" And I don't know how to say no to my friends. So I said, "Of course, what you want?" She said, "Well, we've got to raise money." So we did a bring and buy sale in Ireland, where people bring things that are lightly used or they don't need and so on and so forth. And we raised enough money a couple of weeks later to cover one preschool, because the little kids, actually, why it's called a thorn tree, it's the little kids who can get to preschool are walked by their parents to the nearest large thorn tree, where the teacher has set up a chalkboard leaning against the thorn tree, and they build a fence around the outdoor school to keep the animals out.
So literally they're under a tree.
They're under a tree, exactly.
Right, learning.
Exactly, yeah, under a tree learning. That's the preschools. And there were some abandoned schools with very, very, very few pupils, and Jane realized that the education could not continue unless we had dormitories. So this is going on over 15 years now. We had I sponsored the first girls' dormitory, which was an incredible moment, you know, going there for the ribbon cutting. We've got the boys' dormitory. They love soccer, so soccer balls, you know, we've got, we put in a well. We have three schools now, and I think it's 15 preschools. So it's over 1,500 children. And the exciting thing is that little kids from my first preschool, 15 years later, are going to college and high school.
That's amazing.
Really, it's very successful. And Jane is fantastic. She's on the ground about 8 months of the year. She goes to Nairobi and stays there and goes up to the tribe and works with the school system and the curriculum and the spreadsheets, and she's training people. So it's becoming very self-sufficient now, which is wonderful.
You both have changed hundreds of people's, thousands of people's lives.
Well, yes, because you multiply any African family by nine if you have somebody going out to work, the amount of mouths they have to feed. I mean, we couldn't help climate change, you know, but we could certainly have them earn money in other ways. So we have a plumber, for instance, the last drought, the plumbers and the electricians that we trained sent money to their BOMA, and they had enough to eat. Because the first kids we actually brought to school used to fall asleep over their desk because they hadn't had enough to eat. And it's so the government is kicking in, not only have we been teaching them, but also we've been raising consciousness to their plight.
Exactly.
And there's a lovely story that when I was in last Dover, I had been up camping up with the tribe, little kind of pup tent, you know, feeling like a Long Island, the meet on a Long Island dinner party, you know, out in the bush, wondering what. You know. But last time I was up there, I went down to Samburu Sopa, which is a game lodge, and when I walked in the door, there was a young woman behind the desk, and she said, "Oh, where are you coming in from?" I said, "Somewhere you couldn't possibly know about. It's so remote." And she said, "What's the name?" And I said, "Nadanya Wasson," which is one of our schools. She said, "Oh, I was one of the pupils at Nadanya Wasson, and I went to tourism school, and I got my first job here."
Wow.
And I'm crying now telling you about it. It was such a beautiful moment. It was amazing.
Absolutely. And people can really affect change in a very simple way here in the States without going there, and that's by buying a bracelet. Tell us about this beautiful breakfast bracelet.
Well, what's really nice is that the multiple, it is like $1 is practically 20 in Kenya. So the mothers make these beautiful beaded bracelets so that to help to feed and educate their children. And we sell them for $25, and that actually gives one child one meal a day for 1 year, $25. Makes you think twice before you go out for your latte at Starbucks.
These bracelets were featured in Harper's Bazaar magazine, and they're available for sale on the Thorn Tree Project website. It's thorntreeproject.org, thorntreeproject.org, and you can click through to find the beautiful bracelets that are featured on there. They're lovely, beautiful, a terrific gift, and serve to nourish one child for breakfast every day for a year, which is astounding. And this is amazing work that you and Jane and the team have been doing, Clodagh.
And there's hundreds of us. Valerie, hundreds of us that are helping. Because one of my roles in this is to help people to understand that philanthropy doesn't have to be a fat check from a Rockefeller. It can be $25 and it can be less.
Absolutely. Well said. And it's a beautiful project. You have done amazing things and the bracelets are gorgeous. I want to thank you for your time today, Clodagh.
Oh, it's been lovely talking to you. It's lovely. I love to be able to share my thoughts on life-enhancing minimalism and my thoughts on the Thorn Tree with you.
Thank you, Clodagh. Go to thorntreeproject.org for more information. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.